But it's time for the podcast.
Yes, it is.
It's been a while between drinks, hasn't it? Well, not for us, obviously.
Not for us, clearly.
No. As you would have heard from the Laird podcast.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. Could we have been any drunker that way?
Oh my God.
Or as I've started to call that, the podcast.
The podcast. I don't even know why we needed to record it. I think everyone could have just heard us. We were just...
This is Fabulous Adam Richard, Outrageous Scott Brennan, Punctual Toby Sullivan.
Tick tock, time's a wasting, come on.
There's more shit after this.
It's about the homosexuals and it's wrong. That's what it's about. Talk poofy to me.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Oh my God, is that Ricky Lee?
Oh my God.
I only want to talk if this is somebody really fabulous on the line.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You win. There's three of us.
There's three of us.
Oh, yay. You know what? I don't answer private numbers, so you're very lucky.
Oh my God. This is Toby, Scott,
Hello.
Adam, obviously.
Hi.
The Poofcast.
Hi.
Welcome, Ricky Lee. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very good. I'm walking down the street and I just waved, even though I can't even see you guys. I'm a little crazy today.
Oh my God.
So I
felt a disturbance in the gay force.
Yes.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it was happening.
There are so many people.
Help me.
So many people on that street going, that Ricky Lee is so up herself.
And you know the thing, I'm actually walking down Oxford Street.
So oh my God. Could you get any more Marlo Thomas marching down Oxford Street? Just waving at people.
Waving. But I'm in a hoodie, so it's not that gay. It's not that fabulous.
You're
like
knock someone
Marlo
over.
Thomas.
Yeah, I'm gangster. I'm like 50 Cent right now.
50 Cent. Now, Ricky, you've got, you're the busiest woman in the world. You've got a new single out at the moment. Yeah. And you're mentoring on The Voice, which is the most watched television show, I think, in the world.
Oh, my God.
ever in the history of television of the world.
It's like the moon landing.
I know, right? it's been pretty hectic, pretty crazy. But the mentors were only there for the battle rounds, and we filmed those episodes last month. So
right.
Yeah, so we're done with The Voice for now. But
I'm back in for the live one.
A whole lot of other things. No, well, we were there to help the coaches for those battle rounds, and now it's all on them.
So is that just saying that Seal's no good without you? Is that why they're dragging you?
Yeah, he's nothing.
He's nothing without me.
Oh my God! Can I say my housemate is completely obsessed by The Voice, and I always know when it's been on because I come home and his eyes are all red. He just sits and sobs.
Brian.
He sobs.
Oh, come on, they're not that bad.
Oh, he is a massive homo though.
Okay, I get it. My boyfriend's the same.
Oh, really?
Can we talk about that, Ricky? Because you, I think, have hooked up with one of the gayest men I've ever met.
Yeah,
really.
I'm waiting for him to come out of the closet. I won't even be upset. I'll be like, oh my God, can I be your best friend?
Does he just think that maybe you're just a really competent drag queen?
I'm really packing it downstairs.
Is he like, I'm dating this great guy and he's mentoring Seal?
Yeah, he's like the...
Oh, my God.
His name's Richard Lee.
His name's Richard Lee.
Dancing with no pants on, you know? He's really cool.
Because you said on Twitter the other week that you woke up to find Rich in the lounge room watching Glitter.
Oh my God!
The prosecution rests.
Right? Do I need to even say anything?
No,
I'm not even kidding. And then I put a photo on. He's a bit OCD as well, and I put a photo yesterday up on Twitter and Instagram of his cleaning tools for his. I'm not even kidding.
Don't say tools.
This is a straight, and I say this in
inverted commas.
Marks.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a straight man that he will not go outside wearing, like, and he always wears black, so he will never walk outside the house without using, he's got this, you know, the lint brushes?
Yeah. Oh, he'll brush his black clothes down so he's not showing any cat hairs or something hideous
but he's got a lint brush to wipe the stuff off his black clothes. He's got a lint brush that brushes the white fluff off the and he gets like sticky tape and wraps it around his fingers and like just kind of pats his clothes just in case the lint brush doesn't get it all off.
That doesn't make him gay. That just makes him proud of his appearance. I have to do my clothes. What if the boys from indoor cricket see me?
I think it means...
That's after spending, 4 hours grooming his beard.
Oh, my God. I think it means that you're molting, Ricky Lee.
Yeah, I'm going grey. Yeah. And I'm molting all over his clothes.
And what was the... There was another movie you posted on Twitter the other week that he watched and he knew all the words to all the songs.
Oh, it was probably... Yeah, well, he loves... he was watching Glitter and then he loves...
God.
I mean, I don't know. His favourite movie is Titanic and he loves Celine Dion.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even kidding. This dude is like...
Doctor, this is more serious than we thought.
This is... Are you Liza Minnelli?
I'm waiting for the day that I get to invite another gay male into my friendship circle.
Oh, because you don't know that many of them, do you? Jesus.
It's pretty slim pickings, I imagine.
The more the merrier. Yeah.
Do you know what?
This is what my life is. Right.
You're in the best possible situation. Like, you would have done heaps of, gay bar gigs and that sort of stuff, I imagine, I'm guessing. And so you've met some actual gays. You know how tedious they are.
Yeah.
So, like, a faux gay, it's like low-carb beer. It's perfect.
I think it's great. I've kind of found I'm very much a gay man trapped in a woman's body. So I've kind of met my match. I'm not quite a gay man, and he won't come out of the closet. So we're perfect together.
So between the two of you, you make one poof.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I reckon if we locked you and M. Rusciano in a room,
start. That shit is serious.
See, that's the battle round I want to see on The Voice.
Yeah.
I want to see closet gay man off between Ricky Lee Kildare and M. Rusciano in the thing.
There's not many people that I would would definitely win that, but she would definitely win that. Yeah.
And you know what, Ricky? We would be your mentors.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Yeah.
And what would you help me with?
Well, clearly you're doing all right because you're going out with a gay man.
Yeah, that's so.
I don't need help in the pickup department.
I'm not. No, you know what you would probably need help with, because you usually choose one outfit for the day and stick to it, whereas won't even wear the same outfit for an hour.
Yeah.
Very true. Yeah. Very true. I am lacking in that department.
Yeah.
See, Ricky, I think you're more of a Laird and M's more of a Peel.
Yeah.
I think is what's happening there.
Yeah, I think you're technically a leather bear.
Come on, I've been trying to work my ass off. I want to be a twink.
Ah, yes.
Yes, but you're a bear trapped in a twink's body.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Ricky Lee's an aging twink.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Oh, no, now we've uncovered it.
No, I think Ricky Lee's like a twink black hole. She kind of sucks them in.
Yeah.
You're the attractor.
You know what you are? You are from a long line of divas, like your Liza Minnelli, your Shirley Bassey, who has hooked up with a gay man because they're more obsessed with, singing ladies than they are with cock.
Yes. Oh, my God. Rich is my David Guest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's your Peter Allen.
See, I told you we could help.
You know what? When I get home, I'm in so much trouble.
Fantastic.
And knowing your boyfriend, he probably does listen to this gay podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a different Ricky Lee. There are several Ricky Lees. It's a different Ricky Lee.
It's the other one.
Do you say to him, do you call him gay? Do you say, you are so gay?
Yeah, like every 35 seconds.
Right. And he's like, shut up, I am not, piss off.
Yeah, he hits me with his handbag. Right.
And he does have the gayest job in the world. He's a personal trainer.
Oh, my God.
No, he doesn't Jesus Christ.
Oh, what's he doing
now? Oh, he's a florist now.
He's visual merchandising.
Yeah. No, he works with me. He's kind of like, he's part of my team. He helps me with all my
my
business stuff.
But, oh, he doesn't fluff your hair.
Oh, my God, you're totally Shirley Bassey.
Yeah.
He's team Ricky.
Ah, great.
Shirley Bassey was from the slums of Wales, and you're from the Gold Coast.
The slums, same.
Yeah. Same.
Oh, my God, you are totally Shirley Bassey, and I knew there was a reason I loved you.
You just couldn't quite get your finger on it.
Now, I have to have my pop nerd moment.
Oh, Toby's obsessed with pop music and will...
Obsessed with pop music. The chap that you worked with on Raining Diamonds, the songwriter guy.
Billy Mann.
Billy Mann.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Is he amazing? Because he's got a pretty good rap sheet, and I've looked at his website and stuff. He does some really good work.
Yeah, he's incredible. And, like, I was a fan of his from when I was, I reckon, probably about 14, 15.
Really?
He wrote a song with Anastasia that was on her album, on the Not That Kind album, Freak of Nature album.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it was just one of those songs that I've loved my entire life. And he's written a lot of other songs with, like, he wrote Glitter in the Air with Pink and Dear President and Stupid Girls. And
he looks kind of creepy. Like, if you look at his photo, he's a little bit frightening. But you cannot fault his work.
He's, like, 7 foot tall. He's a giant, but he's just this big, cuddly bear. And he's such an amazing storyteller. So that was... I sent him an email. I just found his contact on the website.
No way. You cold-called him?
Yeah, just sent him an email.
And fucking brazen.
Said, hey, love to work with you. And he did some research and he loved my work. And so he said, yes, it was crazy.
Oh, my God. Crazy. That gives me shivers. I would imagine just calling Billy Mann.
I've got big balls.
Yes.
You're a bear, of course.
Yeah.
But how does it work with someone like that? Do you just walk in and he's just got a song ready? Or, like, do you?
No, so he, I'm
fascinated by writing. Process.
I've constantly got ideas, and we just kind of sat in a room and we just jammed on. He just came around, played around on his guitar, and we just jammed. And he actually, the first thing he said was, "I woke up last night in the middle of the night, and I knew what we had to do." And he just started playing these chords, and I thought, "Wow, they sound really good." And then he just sang. He said, "I know the first line," and he just sang, "I declare."
Perfect. War on love, I declare. War on love. Finally, I'm burning the pages and I declare a war on love. And it's not fair.
And then we just kind of jammed from that. Wow. And that was how Raining Diamonds came.
Wow.
You know, that was my breakup song. Like, I, you know, left my boyfriend. During that song. Because it was the whole anthem of Raining Diamonds is, you know, you deserve better. You deserve so much better than whatever shit you're in at the moment. Mm-hmm.
It's valuing yourself enough to kind of be able to kind of see that someone or something is making you unhappy and also then have the balls to kind of stand up and go, you know what, I deserve better. This is shit. I don't deserve this.
But you know what else? I love songs that start with a declarative statement.
Yes.
Like Eric Saad popular. Stop. Don't say that it's impossible. Stuff like that. I love aggressive declarative statements to open songs.
I declare war on love.
So basically you want your songs to be a vocal top.
I do.
Basically. Yeah.
And you are a vocal top, Ricky Lee.
Not just vocally.
No.
In a whole lot of ways. Right.
There's a reason she's going out with a gay man. She has a strap on the size of my arm.
Does that mean that you like Love on Top by Beyonce?
I do, but then when she gets to like the 14th key change, it starts to make my eyebrows kind of vibrate.
Really? Yeah.
When only dogs can hear it, it's just
the key change.
I love one or two key changes, but not 14.
Yeah, yeah. There are too many. Key changes are like sugar and coffee. Like, you know, one or two can help a lot, but too many, you're just fucking taking the piss.
As well, and you don't like it when it gets too high for your range and you can't hit the notes.
Exactly.
You've got to be able to sing along, boy.
Do you know, there was a song in the Norwegian Melody Grand Prix this year.
Oh, my God. She's gone to Eurovision land.
Everything about that sentence makes me so happy.
I counted it. There were 12 key changes.
Oh, my God.
The verse and the chorus were in different keys, so you could hear it when it geared down. And then in the middle eight was a key change, and it changed keys twice with two repeat choruses.
No.
And it was exactly like you say, by the end of it, she was singing like in another dimension.
Yeah. Yeah. I like a grandstanding key change because you can't do that, like, too many of those. Like, you know, what's the Whitney? I Have Nothing. You know, don't make me close
with
one more
big,
door.
With the big drop just before it.
Exactly. I love it when it goes quiet for a beat.
Yeah.
And then there's like a or a little whoosh, and then a little bang. That's great. People, you know, fuck up key changes all the time.
You know
time.
What you've got to see for a spectacular key change, yeah, and an orchestra stop is Ricky Lee singing What the World Needs Now.
Oh, I love that.
With John Foreman.
Really?
Oh. We'll put it on on.
Can
the,
I find that on YouTube,
on our
Richard?
Yeah, it's on iTunes. It's on YouTube. It's my favorite performance I've ever done. It's,
you know what? Wow. I am going to go home, have a bottle of wine really quickly and put that on repeat.
Just a quick interlude. Find a bottle of wine and listen to it.
Yeah. I have a bottle for every key change. There
yeah,
you go.
Absolutely.
Well, you'll need two bottles. So pick them up on the way home. Great. Make sure they're a good drop.
Oh, yeah. I'll get the $4 stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, splurge. Oh, yes.
It's in glass. It's good.
Yeah. Oh, dearie me. Well,
and are you going to drink it out of the bottle or are you going to pour it into a glass?
Straw.
Oh, it's out.
A little straw and an umbrella in the hole. He sticks an umbrella in the cork.
Yeah.
I like drinking through a straw because it gets me used to eating through a straw when I have an alcoholic heart attack.
Or when you've got a big weekend or Mardi Gras coming up, yep, you've got to go through a straw.
Just strap in, bitch.
Ricky
God,
Lee.
This is my favourite interview I've ever done.
Yay. Well, that's, you know, everyone's favourite interview is on the Poofcast because you can say whatever the fuck you like.
I want it to end.
Well, it will really have to end. You know, you can only have sex with so many gay men at
that's
a time.
That's right. Yep.
Thank you so much, darling. It's been glorious.
Glorious. That's a glorious word not used often enough in my world.
I doubt that very much.
I shall start telling Richard to use it more.
He does use it when he's in the toilets at the park. The glorious hole.
Thank you so much, RLC.
We've just spent the whole time gay bashing.
Love Rich. He's gorgeous.
He's a beautiful man, isn't he?
He is beautiful.
Oh, for a gaybo, he's lovely. Thank you, Ricky Lee.
Thank you, darling. Big air kisses.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. Heart, guys. Love you.
I love you all. Have a fabulous day.
You are a receptacle of love.
Talk poofy to me.
Adam, who is this strange Mexican man in our studio?
We've got Wes Snelling here. Who has the creepiest mustache?
It's not creepy, it's hot. It's French, not, isn't it?
Like, I thought it looked like kind of spray-on pedophile.
Fucking chiffonier is French.
It is.
That is just nature gone wild.
No, I've seen grandmothers with better mustaches than that.
It's so true. I can't grow one for shit. It's just basically like bits of hair just spitting out of my face.
Is it for a role?
Pedophile. I'm sorry, that's a beautiful.
Are you playing a pedophile?
Is it for a role?
It's for a role.
Yes.
In a telly movie, an ABC telly movie.
Yeah. Yes. Are you playing a female heptathlete?
Is it about murder? Because if it's not, they won't give a shit about it.
It is about murder. And I'm going for the gold Logie with this one.
Absolutely.
This big role.
How many lines have you got? Nearly 10?
Eight.
Great.
And
do you play customer 14?
No, I've got a name.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that's featured extra.
You get paid extra for
I'm
that.
I'm pretty confident my agent just made them give me a name so that I'd take it on.
So how are you playing Bevan?
Bevan's the name we give to all of our anonymous listeners. Yes.
I am going. I haven't decided whether to play. I've got 24 hours to figure out if I'm playing my 8 lines gay or straight.
Well, I think that decision's
that
been
really
made.
Is that really a choice?
Is that a choice you get to make?
Yeah.
Well, just give us one of your lines first gay. Just give us one gay line.
Excuse me, sir.
All right.
So now do it gay.
Now give us straight
that
acting.
That was Tina Del Twist.
It was.
I know. Right.
Now give us the other one.
Straight acting.
Excuse me, sir.
We can't do it out of context.
Okay, now you've done the drag queen one.
Hey, I played Macbeth, okay?
Don't say the name of the Scottish play!
Macbeth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the whole radio studio is going to fall apart.
And tomorrow and tomorrow.
Don't say Macbeth. Something terrible might happen, like our recording will be cursed by too many fart sounds.
So what have you assholes been up to then?
Do we enter the shops?
That was it. And bought some lollies at the shops.
Talk to Ricky Lee.
Did you talk to Ricky Lee, too, my new best friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's stealing all my divas.
I'm totally stealing all his divas.
He's stolen Ricky Lee. He's stolen Em Rusciano. He's stolen Jane Badler. Who's next? Rhonda Birchmore?
I'm stealing her. It's really, okay, I got to say this. She was my first Wes's Word.
Oh, Rhonda, Rhonda Birchmore.
Wes's Word. You've just ruined it.
Well, let's start it. Wes's Word. The word is Rhonda.
Rhonda.
Why are we so Rhonda fascinated Birchmore. With Rhonda?
Why are we fascinated
what
with Rhonda?
What is the thing with Rhonda?
I had the privilege of sitting next to her on the last ever Spicks and Specks.
Really?
Yes, and I had to do that thing where you ride the bicycle.
Yes.
And I climbed on top of Rhonda and I went, sorry, not this bike, the other one.
But did you see the express, the look on her face?
Well, no, because her face hasn't moved for about 8 years. Of course I couldn't see it. I was on her shoulder.
No, but she was mortified. No, it's already been screened. Yeah. And she was mortified by it and then continued to just call you. What did she call you?
I don't remember.
I don't know, but it was like really, it was just was really happy. Bitchy. Yeah, she was pretty unhappy about it.
Then great. At the end
it was
of
just
it.
Simply, it was literally like, well, you're fat.
I did later on say, oh, he was awesome to her.
There is something about gay icons, isn't there, that's a little bit indefinable.
Yeah.
Like, is she a gay icon, though?
Well, look, why...
She's kind of like a low rent.
I don't know that straight people are buying tickets to see her.
Wow. That's
But, like, why do we love Rhonda, but not as much as Colette Mann? You know, or why is Amanda Muggleton left, you know, looking for fags to take her into the Peel when Rhonda's carried along on everyone's shoulders?
She's got a float.
You're just writing some more material. Yeah. Over there. Or it's like, why Gaga and not Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a certain...
Well, Nicki Minaj is too filthy.
But there's a certain little weird...
There's just a little something.
Gay X factor that I don't think even gays understand.
Yes.
Yeah, there is, isn't there? Like, why do we love Ricky Lee?
Yeah.
But we're cold on Delta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, it's, you know, Nicki Webster.
Yeah, with Nicki Webster's, meh. No one cares about Nicki Webster.
No one cares about Nicki Webster. Look,
here it is. Here's the line in the sand. Kylie Danny.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Why is one good and one evil?
Which one is Sabrina from Bewitched?
I think
there's a level of neediness that we pick up on.
Do you reckon?
They're all needy. They're all needy. And
he's saying
all...
way more than he normally says in this.
I know, because I'm in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And because now I host a show on Joy 94.9, I feel like I've actually got shit to say.
Right.
He's hiding behind the mask of that mustache. It's liberated him.
Yeah.
I can finally be who I am.
Yeah. His lips aren't actually moving. It's just the mustache controlling him.
All right, cunts. So, no.
Stop it. Shut up. You go ahead, Ned Kelly.
Shut up, everyone. Burt Reynolds has got something to say.
Come on. I love this episode of Magnum.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who.
Come on. Spit it out, Nonna. Come on.
I'll be Scarlett O'Hara and you. You be Rhett Butler. Come on.
Rhonda Birchmore, because there's a certain...
neediness.
Her mustache is bigger than yours.
If gay icons have a neediness about them.
That's right.
But it's a degree of neediness.
Yes.
Correct. Is it? Because, like, Bette Midler is pretty...
Pretty fucking needy.
Pretty needy.
No, but she never... It's how you self-promote the neediness.
Like, I guess it is.
With when you're comparing... Who do you compare Ricky Lee and who?
Delta.
All right, so Ricky Lee... I don't want to talk about Delta at all, ever.
See?
There it is.
The gays don't love Delta.
There it is.
Why? Because you can see the evil in her eyes. Whereas you can't see the evil.
Okay, here's one. Because Delta is romantically successful.
Maybe.
It's the fag hag principle. She doesn't need us because she's busy boffing... The youngest Jonas slowest
Seal.
One from One Direction.
There does need to be a certain amount of tragedy in a gay icon's life. But how does that affect Rhonda then? Like, how does that...
Oh, she did that huge show that no one went to.
I think because she's so Tencent. Like, she's
Red
so...
Red hot Rhonda.
Yeah.
She's so sort of eldy about it all.
Well, she's the face of Aldi skincare.
Well, there you go.
It's so true. Well, clearly it's not working.
What's so Aldi about it all is so true.
It
she's
is,
so
but she is the face of Aldi skincare range.
You just get the sense that, like, Rhonda checks what's in her purse before she chooses what brand shampoo to buy at the supermarket.
Oh, it's been a thin week. She doesn't wash her hair. She keeps it in a box.
Yeah. She takes it for a walk every now and then.
She's the original box of hair.
But I also think you get this sense of, that she's there for the industry and not for the audience.
Rhonda.
Oh. Like, she's friends with everyone in the industry and everyone loves Rhonda, but she really could not give a fuck
about the audience. Oh, I did a show with Rhonda once before that terrible Spicks and Specks appearance where I totally didn't care what was going on. With the Rainbow Band. At the National Theatre in St Kilda, which is a fucking shithole that's falling down.
Yeah.
With her fucking four tones flat rendition of Lovers All Around.
And she was heaven. Like, she was really heaven backstage.
Yeah.
No, but your industry.
I'd imagine, though, that she would be the consummate professional as well.
And I also saw her in, and I have to say she was quite restrained in the Drowsy Chaperone.
Oh, yeah.
She was really good in that. But maybe that's because Jeffrey Rush was in it and it was like, well, I'm never going to be bigger than him.
Yeah.
I might as well not try.
No, I saw her in something a little while ago too, and I can't remember what it might have been. The Boyfriend, like the production company's The Boyfriend that a friend of mine was in. And she was actually really good.
Yeah.
Oh, she was shocking in Urinetown.
Was she?
Yeah. Oh, shocking. So miscast.
Oh.
She has my career. That's why I don't like her.
I think there's something.
She has your legs.
Sort of old fashioned about her that appeals to me. She's got that kind of old fashioned.
She's but very then again,
Hollywood shitty sort of.
She kind of came through the Hey Hey It's Saturday kind of thing, which is normally the sort of the kiss of death.
Do you know what it feels like to me? Now, this is going to be a controversial thing to say.
Yes.
She feels like the discount bin version of Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, precisely.
She's the affordable Nicole.
Yeah. She's like really sort of Julianne Newbold about things. You know what I mean? She's really Fiona McDonald about things. She's like an affordable option.
She's Marina Pryor in 20 years after too many gins.
Well, you know, now this is another hideous me dropping name stories. When I was on Adam Hills in Gordon Street tonight, Marina Pryor was in this sketch thing they did where they do this quiz where they get someone out of the audience who's been to every single. They'd been to every single Carol's by Candlelight, and all the answers to all the questions were Marina Pryor.
Right.
And then Marina Pryor came out.
Right.
A big frou-frou dress. And everyone's like, oh, it's Marina Pryor.
In lieu of a punchline, and they thought they would get a guest.
They haven't had a punchline on that show since it started.
Correct.
And Marina was apparently backstage going, oh, I don't really know if I should be doing this. I'm going to turn into, you know, one of those people that just turns up as a joke all the time. And it's like, what do you mean turn into?
Yeah, honey.
Like, Marina is now Rhonda.
Mm. Yeah. Think.
But there is a very peculiar, distinctive flavour to gay icons.
Mm.
It fascinates me what we as a people choose.
Yeah, it is quite interesting.
The ones we take under our wing and the ones we throw back in the pile.
The ones we marry, like Liza and Shirley.
But then we're talking about also in Australia, like in Australia.
Australia.
Who is Rhonda competing with? Denise Drysdale. Like, who are the other
Rose guys? Hancock.
Rose Hancock. Patty Newton.
Patty Newton.
Noni Hazelhurst.
You know,
terms of her role in, you know, because she does a lot of music theatre and stuff, she's never really going to get a dramatic role.
And she apparently, like, I don't know if she does it anymore, but for about a decade was the number one cruise line artist.
Oh,
there it is. Always. You get on the Fairstar and it's like, who's that? Oh, Rhonda.
Yes.
Awesome.
I think if I had to put my finger on it, it would be the way that she insists on rolling the turds of her life in glitter. You know? She's a cruise ship bitch, but she just loves it. And I'm going to be the best cruise ship bitch ever.
Total glamour.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? It would be better if she had no actual discernible talent.
It would be easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like, if she couldn't sing.
There it is too.
She didn't have, like, legs that went on forever and could dance.
Tall Poppy, literally.
Like if she was Toddy Goldsmith. for instance, we'd go, oh, bloody Rhonda. Here she is again.
Yeah, but instead we go,
oh, Rhonda.
Stop trying with your real talent.
Stop trying. No one wants to see your actual talent on display there, love. Just go, just do what Toddy does. Just turn up to parties and steal alcohol from behind the bar.
Hey, why did we never go to Bananarama?
They cancelled. They were going to come out and they were cancelled due to popular demand.
They were going to play the South Morang Hotel, the commercial hotel in South Morang. We were going to go and stay at my house.
Oh, is that why they built a new station there?
Yeah.
Fully anticipated Bananarama traffic.
Do you imagine being Bananarama and just finding yourself coming all the way to Australia to do South Morang?
They were also playing the Manhattan Hotel, I believe.
They would have no idea. They would put them into a car and say, well, here we are in Manhattan, Karen. Yeah. Shut the windows. Tint the windows. Well, we've just got to go to the Ritz here in Manhattan.
No, but people would be used to that, because when they come to Australia to do, like, Rove or whatever, like when Beyonce comes here and she used to go to do an interview on Rove, it was like you'd have to drive down Springvale Road for fucking 20 minutes to get to the studios in Nunawading.
Yeah.
So everyone who comes to Melbourne thinks that that's where glamour happens.
Right.
In the middle of fucking nowhere. Yeah.
But are we still going to go and see Brother Beyond and the Stockhake and Waterman Spectacular?
Yeah, that's in London.
Isn't it? Aren't they bringing it here? I thought they were doing a little excerpt here.
Oh, if they're doing it here, I'm definitely going. Oh, my God.
You'll get a medallion for it, Toby.
Do you know what I'm really into in pop world at the moment?
Mm.
What's it? I mean, obviously it's Eurovision season, but I don't like to watch them before the actual competition. So in the meantime, I'm filling the gap with a whole lot of Korean pop.
Don't even stop K-pop. I lived in Korea for a year. I've got the...
It's fucking mad. And there is a huge show at the end of July. There's a huge Korean showcase coming at the end of July. Excellent boy bands, best boy band.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of Asian boy bands, is it true that I thought Super Junior was coming out?
They were coming out, but again, cancelled due to popular demand.
Damn.
Oh. So there's another showcase of like sort of second tier boy bands, like UKISS is coming out, which stands for Ubiquitous Korean International Singing Stars.
It does not. Yeah, it does. Ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous.
As in, you know,
ubiquitous.
Bland.
Everywhere.
No, as in everywhere.
Ubiquitous Korean international.
Ubiquitous yet Korean. So UKISS is coming out and some other sort of, you know, minor second string people are coming out just for the airfare. Really, really A grade, you will know where it's really A grade boy bands like Super Junior or JYJ or TVXQ. Like amazing.
I don't know what they're talking about. We have to go. K-pop. So good.
K-pop.
K-pop's huge right now.
Yep.
Let's do it. Well, there we go. Rhonda Birchmore, we've got a date, fellas.
I hope she's playing support for K-pop.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, my God. They'd come up to her knees.
All right, everybody. UKISS will be on stage first, but we'll be on stage in a minute. But first, please welcome Rhonda Birchmore.
How disappointed would you be before I was going to press stop, but then I just remembered this hilarious story. I was meant to go and see Shirley Bassey.
Oh, my God.
At a winery. Like, they were at one of those outdoor concerty things.
Oh, God. She drank all the rider.
No, she got pneumonia or something and she didn't turn up.
Oh.
And so the concert, which was meant to be Dame Shirley Bassey, supported by Anthony Warlow, became Anthony Warlow. Supported by Rhonda Birchmore. When you're the backup for the support act.
Because you know how that went down, right? Rhonda was sitting at home in her skull-shaped island in the middle of Port Phillip Bay. And the call came through. Rhonda, we have a cabaret emergency.
Yeah. They shone the light in the sky like the bat signal, but it's in the shape of banality. And she came running.
She slid down her fireman's pole into Thunderbird 6, took her off from the ocean floor, landed. Thank God I'm here in time. Hit it, boys. But 2, 3, 4. Good is sitting alone in your room.
But her Thunderbird 6 is that big sequin shoe that Kylie was in at the closing ceremony of the Olympics. If you ever see that going down Swanson Street, that's fucking Rhonda Birchmore on her way to a cabaret emergency.
Cabaret emergency.
Oh, there's a movie in it.
Well, please thank our cabaret emergency. Where's
lovely.
Cabaret emergency mustache.
Oh, honey, I've got sheet music and gorgeous gowns and a good underwire bra. I could go on now.
Talk poofy to me.
Oh, it's been a poof car.
I just love the way you've got those sound effects on hand, if indeed they are sound effects.
Oh, that one doesn't work.
That came out of left field.
You really just found the happy place then, Toby. You were just, I looked at him while you were playing all those sounds, and he was just gazing off. That kind of, get me out of here, look on his face.
It was a little bit like that.
He has that look on his face every time you speak. You just don't look on him.
Seriously, I cannot wait till I've paid off my community service and I can give this bullshit the flick.
Hallelujah.
Toby still has community service next week, so we'll forcing him to do this again.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, that was great fun.
We'll have to get you on
good,
again.
It's good because I'm meant to be running, but I can stop and walk.
That's why you didn't want it to end.
You're cheating.
Yeah. I was like, honey, I'm just going for a run. I'll be back in an hour. I've spent most of it just talking to you guys. So.
Right. Stop and have a coffee
now. I'll go and have a chocolate muffin on the way home.
Yeah, great.
Happy to help.
Thanks, honey pie.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Talk poofy to me.